Welcome to another episode of The Greatest Pod, where we discuss and debate what makes something great. I'm Ed Greer.
I'm Ron Swallow.
And today, we are going to talk about a couple of guys that are near and dear to my heart and figure out why I do think of these two characters as so inextricably linked, you know, why I like these two people. We're going to talk about who is the greatest, the Punisher or Daredevil?
I think they've been around almost the same amount of time. I believe Daredevil's like 10 years older, from the 60s, 64 or something like that. And Punisher is 1974, which makes sense because I believe he started off as from Vietnam, correct?
Well, yeah, he's a Spider-Man villain too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's Amazing Spider-Man. That's right. Number 129. First appearance of the Punisher. So created by Jerry Conway, Ross Andrew, John Romita Sr. And of course, Stan Lee has to have his name in there. So.
Well, and it's just funny that I think the reason why I wanted to talk about these characters together is they do both share that weird Spider-Man lineage. Like basically Daredevil's always been bashed as like sort of a Spider-Man light with different little swashbuckly parts about him or whatever. And remember, he was a character for 20 some odd, 30 something years before he became this ninja and a guy with mental health problems and all this different shit like that. He was a regular swashbuckler, hit you with a stick, jump out a window and bounce around guy for 30 years, you know? And if you're thinking of him as a guy who jumps out windows and bounces around, well, there ain't nobody that does that better than Spider-Man. There's nobody even fucking playing the same sport as Spider-Man. You know what I mean? And parkour wasn't popular. So he just seemed to be this weird, odd fit for a character. And then they started making him swing around like Spider-Man. And it's just like, geez Louise. And he wears red. I mean, could you bite his style more with a dumb devil costume? You know what I mean? So like, there are people who really think Daredevil sucks, dude. I mean, nowadays it's so cool to say that Daredevil is your favorite, or say that Daredevil is one of the coolest characters in Marvel, or to say that you love the Netflix and all this kind of jazz. But growing up, Daredevil was not that fucking cool until Frank Miller came in. I mean, obviously he was pretty cool when Wally Wood drew him and stuff. He was pretty cool, but he became like, he's actually really cool when Frank Miller got his hooks in him. And about the Punisher has, like Daredevil, the same sort of, they both were chummy or enemies with Spider-Man, both sort of, in that world of, street level people. And I think the Punisher is, when you look at him as a dyad with Daredevil, the reason why they work so well together is they are both vigilantes with a different idea of what vigilantism is. So that's kind of why I wanted to, you know, talk about them in conjunction and together, because and this might be the hottest hot take, without each other I don't think they're as dope. I really don't know that, because like both of them are like glorified side characters, really. And you know, they kind of meet in this nexus of, well, I don't have to be a side character. If you just followed me home, I would have a dope ass adventure. Well, if you've just followed me home, I'd have a dope ass adventure. I don't just have to show up and Marvel team up with Spider-Man to be interesting, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because I wonder how many great characters started off as side characters and then they were like, oh, we have to put that character in this permanently. I mean, Supernatural is actually a lot like that. A couple of the characters that like worked great in the first season, they were like, we have to bring this character back. Everybody loved them and watched that show repeatedly, sent messages, and we got to just give them their, you know, their own couple episodes and have them be in there a little bit more, or maybe do a spinoff, or, you know, or whatever. And I think that happens with a lot of great characters. If a character really makes an impact on a page, people are going to be like, yeah, I want to see more of this. And I think Daredevil and the Punisher both reached people in different ways. That's what's interesting about the Punisher is Punisher has one of those characters. I think a Punisher is a lot like George Carlin. Roll with me on this one. When you like the Punisher for the right reasons, the Punisher is a totally interesting character. When you like the Punisher for the wrong reasons, that you don't understand are not the cool parts of the Punisher, mm-hmm. you you got Punisher wrong. And I think Carlin's the same way. People are always like, oh, Carlin would totally be making fun of vaccination people. Okay, bro. I guess if that's what you want to believe. You know, it's just one of those things where it's interesting to see how a character like Punisher can be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Polar opposites.
Well, you can, he's basically one of these archetypes, which a lot of superheroes are actually, where you can graft whatever politics you have onto them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there are conservatives who see Star Trek as the battles of the space navy. And there are liberals who see Star Trek as like, we went to explore and we found some new friends. They're both watching the same fucking show, but they get to reinterpret it for their personal politics. And I think Punisher, one of the reasons why he appealed to me back in the days was it was just he was what you could realistically do as a superhero. That was it. I didn't have any politics. I wasn't into guns. I wasn't, you know, some monster. I just thought, okay, if you were going to be a superhero and you were going to go fight wrongs that you could literally see with your eyes, like, oh, I saw this dude beat up this lady and push her down the hallway. You know what I mean? Push her down the stairs. And then she went back up there and blew this guy for a crack rock. God, this guy sucks. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Whatever you can see with your eyes that's going on, and things that I would see with my own eyes and be like, well, it'd be cool if there was somebody to handle that. Now, I didn't envision some giant Italian, and if I think one of those came into my hood shooting up everybody, I think it would be pretty whack. But I thought of it as just like a person who was doing the Batman-y type job, the fucking vigilante with no powers job. How would you actually go about it? Well, you'd have to be a super fucking soldier guy. You'd have to be very precise. You'd have to be a great detective to make sure you were killing the right people. You would have to do all of this stuff that the Punisher plainly does in the text. Punisher doesn't just run into, you know, the so-called bad part of the hood and start shooting brown people. Even the Chuck Dixon stories don't start like that. None of them are that. But if you have a certain sort of politics, you decide that that's what it is and that's what's great about it. And it's like literally, what if you devoted yourself to justice and you knew everything you needed to know about killing and harming, and you knew that you were good at it and liked it, and you wanted to turn that on the people who deserve it. And I think the fact that there are gangs, literal gangs within the police force who believe that they are that doesn't have fucking shit to do with what Ross Andrew and Jerry Conway was trying to do in 1970 motherfucking four. So to me, you can't take my Punisher love because some assholes like them. Suck my dick. There's a lot of dickheads who like a lot of characters. You know what I'm saying? There's racists wearing Spider-Man hoodies some fucking where. That doesn't exactly make it indicative of what the shit's going on. You know what I mean? And so Daredevil in that way was a dude that appealed to me because of his interactions with the Punisher, actually. The Punisher put Daredevil over to me. Because when I was hardcore reading The Punisher, I got to maybe Punisher 11 or 12, maybe 13. And Will Sportacio was drawing it, and Daredevil showed up. And I had seen Daredevil before, but he wasn't like my Ace Boon Coon. You know, he wasn't my super great guy that I love so much. And he showed up in Punisher, and he kicked the living shit out of the Punisher. And the Punisher was trying to play it off like, I'll catch the guy later. I don't have to win this fight and shit like that. But I could see it with my own two eyes that Daredevil was fucking the Punisher up. And it honestly put them both over for me. It showed me that there are people who care about the law and the justice system and shit, and people who are willing to fight and die for it. You're willing to take on the Punisher to uphold the ideal of the justice system, and that people who do bad can get appropriate punishment through the justice system. That's fucking awesome. It put over the Punisher as a guy who I saw him get his ass kicked, and he still goes out there every night. You see Daredevil and Spider-Man get beat up, but it's always this operatic shit. They always kung fu or spider their way out of everything.
Yeah,
the Punisher sometimes just gets fucked up by a dude who can't beat up. That just happens to him. And he still goes out and does his shit. That like put him over to the nth degree to me, that he wasn't invincible like most of these other guys. He didn't have all this special shit. He had his soldier shit and his grit, and the fact that he, you know, did enough research to know that he was killing the right fucking people. And that's all he had to have. That and maybe a tin of Vienna sausages every 2 days. You know?
he had to have enough protein to stay buff. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's it. So that's all I'm saying. Like, when you see a character like that fighting a character that wants to uphold justice, it's like both of them are trying to do so-called justice, but they have to, both of them have somewhat of a twisted version of what justice is. So it just kind of put both of those characters over for me, that issue of the Punisher.
And let me say this, like, while I am mostly against the death penalty, I think we've talked about this before. There's a couple of cases, and I don't need to say what the cases are, but really, really bad, evil people, I don't mind them being killed. If they're super harm to human beings and they will never stop, it's not out of desperation. It's not out of a need to defend oneself. It's literally out of pure malice. And because they're socio or psychopaths, we're never going to stop doing those things. There's a part of me that's like, well, what do you do? Do you really just throw them in jail for the rest of time? And what happens when they escape? What happens when the justice system screws up and the guy gets off on a technicality and then kills more people? You know what I mean?
Like, or they buy their way out. I mean, let's be realistic. Yeah. Like, this concept that you get the same defense as a rich person is insane.
Totally insane.
But again, that's another thing for Daredevil, is that he was trying to figure out how to do that in his daily life, but he was acknowledging. This is the interesting about Daredevil. He acknowledges that he has failed. Every night that he goes across the rooftops and fucks dudes up, it means he's failed on some level in the fucking courtroom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he gets to right some of the wrongs. Some of the best Daredevil issues are about him doing some Daredevil shit after he got beat in court. And he goes, I know I got beat in court, but that was some bullshit. I need a mulligan on that. And he goes and does some shit that a cop couldn't do. Listening through the wall with his super ears, beating up some guys on the docks, whatever the fuck he's got to do, and he gets the evidence that he needs, and he beats the shit out of people, and it's like, okay, so that's super cool, but somebody who does all that same detective work with less powers and less resources, and then gets to the place, and those dudes are making sex videotapes that people don't even know, or they're doing all this crazy, terrible shit. They're doing stuffing drugs down hookers' mouths and all this type of shit. And he just shows up and smokes those fucking guys. Somehow that's worse, or that's like so the worst thing in the world. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. Because it's like, so to me, they're both inextricably linked as vigilantes. And the main appeal for the Punisher is it is the stripped down closest thing to reality, acknowledging that nobody could be as right as the Punisher is. I will repeat, nobody could be as correct as the Punisher is. Every time he pulls that trigger, it's for a reason. He knows exactly the person's guilty. Nobody in the history of the fucking earth has had that much crime fighting acumen. But again, it's the level of crime fighting acumen that we ascribe to every other superhero.
Yeah.
Every other superhero mysteriously, we talk about the Batman's the world's greatest detective. Every superhero is the world's greatest detective. If the goddamn monster don't crawl out of the ground, if they have to solve a case or get involved with the shit, 9 times out of 10, they're doing some great detective work that the police ain't doing. And somehow they're on the scene and they know exactly the person to punch with 10 ton punch strength.
Yeah.
It's all vigilantism. It's just a level of degree. And when you look at the people, last things last, when you look at the people that the Punisher ends up punishing, they're the people that Spider-Man swings right over. They're the people that Daredevil swings right over. Or maybe he'll see them in jail or in the grave after Punisher got to him and go, oh, that was bad. But while they were doing that shit, you didn't notice some motherfucker with all your superhearing and all your bullshit. You know what I mean? So it's just, to me, he's like, he became in my mind a champion of the people who can't call the fucking Baxter Building. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I kind of loved when they started to push him out of the Marvel Universe, because within the Marvel Universe, he is a psychopath that should be stopped and put in the raft, period. He should be right next to the goddamn rhino holding adamantium bars looking out. That's what it should be if he's in the fucking Marvel Universe.
Literally thinking about how he's going to escape and kill all the criminals in this jail.
Exactly. That should be the constant refrain of the Punisher, and to a certain degree in a lot of the stories it is. But realistically, man, in the so-called real world where there ain't nobody coming out the sky to save you, and, you know, your mama got grabbed up by a slaver ring in Russia, ain't nobody coming to do that shit, and they done paid off the cops. So who the fuck is going to come save your mom from the slavers? The fucking Punisher is, dude. The Punisher is. And that's the fucking point. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that, to me, that's so lost in all this, frankly, idiotic discourse over, oh, bad cops like to beat the Punisher. Kids who like to shoot up schools like to beat the Punisher. People in Spider-Man masks jump off of fucking rooftops every fucking day.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
Yeah. Again, it comes down to that person believing a thing they want to see in a character, and they can do that with anybody. I've seen people talk about Captain America like he would hate immigrants. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. no, he would not. But would he not? Who knows? That's your opinion, and you can have your opinion, but also it's a pretty fucking dumb opinion that is informed by your own biases. So that's the problem with the Punisher, is it does give people, I will say that it does give people a little more leeway to believe in that, because he is specifically killing bad guys. Yeah, but that, absolutely. But again, that being said, it's still a comic book, guys. That's the thing we got to remember. This is a fictional story. And in this fictional story, there isn't a mistake that he makes.
Dude, I'll put James Bond's goddamn death toll up against Punisher's any old day. Yeah. I bet you James Bond is lapping him. You know what I'm saying? And per 40 minutes of screen time, Batman is lapping him. So I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean? That's, yeah. But in regards to, and also I just think that both Daredevil and Punisher are Marvel's, are big parts of Marvel's. I know Punisher was in no way meant to be sort of a Batman. In no way was he, but he is, because again, he's a guy who chooses to use his resources and his protein to go out and fuck people up at night with this evidence that he's gathered. Those are just facts of each character. Yep. And so that being the case, Daredevil comes along and he is sort of even more of an advocate for the so-called law, definitely than the Punisher, but even more so than Batman on a lot of levels. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, I think I said it before, but I'll say it again. Daredevil, when he beats your ass because you were hungry and you robbed an old lady, I guarantee you your public defender shows up a few days later and it's this red haired guy, or it's Foggy Nelson or something, and they're trying to help you out. Or if you get your ass put in traction when you get out the hospital, you messed around and got some grant because they saw that you were doing art in the hospital when you had time to think, and you got out and you had all these arts and stuff, and you get a little, somebody sends you something to where you get some resources where you could be an artist now. You don't have to go back to crime. Little shit like that happens in Daredevil's universe, because he sees them as people beyond the whole case, whether you're a bad guy or whatever.
And let's talk about one of the things I probably lean more towards Daredevil on, is that I do think he's a more complicated character with more nuance. Punisher is very, very one side, two sides. That's it. He's got, you're a bad mm-hmm. guy, you're not a bad guy, or you get in the way of him killing bad guys. Those are the three things that exist. And mm-hmm. with Daredevil, there's, am I doing the right thing? Am I going over the top with this? As a Catholic, have I made, you know, a bad decision in hurting these people? When I fail, tons of guilt. There's going to be guilt all the time with that guy. He's mm-hmm. he's a more nuanced character, and I think that makes all of the drama a little more interesting. So you can have more relationships with Daredevil that are going to be a little more interesting, because Punisher's relationships are not relationships. He doesn't have relationships anymore. He's, are you useful or are you a bad guy? And that's basically it.
And I would like to say that is, in its own way, super fucking interesting. When you look at the actual good Punisher stories, again, the very first volume of the Punisher Max, there's a whole situation where basically Punisher used to kick it with this guy named Micro. Micro was his buddy. He outfitted him with guns and shit. He was like his Alfred. He was a really smart guy, and he went afoul of the NSA and shit like that. And he ended up like having to fucking skedaddle and go to the underground. And on like a fucking guns and whatever chat room or something, they met up with each other and realized they could help each other, because Micro had a lot of people he wanted score settled with who were really bad, really did fucked up shit. And Punisher could do it, but he didn't have the intel. So they got together to become a crime fighting unit. Well, later, because Punisher is like so fucked up, and because Punisher basically got his son killed on this fucked up mission, somewhere along the line, Micro just goes, "This is insane. I'm kicking it with Dexter. I gotta get the fuck out of here." And yeah, he tries to like turn state's evidence or do some shit to like basically just get out of getting in trouble for being with the Punisher. And he basically strikes a deal with the government where if he lures the Punisher in to where they can capture him, he gets off. And dude, that whole story has so much loss and pain and Micro feeling like he was just a piece of shit that homeboy used and all this different jazz. There's all this stuff that can be happening when you have people like Garth Ennis writing it. But I do definitely agree that even when you take into account stories like that and all the Punisher Mac stuff, dude, Daredevil has 40 years of having relationships with people. You're right. Some of them very soap opery and stupid as fuck, like when he was his own twin brother and how he like gets
forgot
he gets,
about that.
He seems to get as many girlfriends killed as Wolverine. You know, it's just a lot of that shit's going on. But they and one thing I will say, I'm not trying to knock Daredevil down a peg because he's definitely the better overall character. But it is interesting how Daredevil's thing, I have a question I wrote down to myself about like when did my love of each of these characters get tainted. I'll go back to why I love Daredevil just a little bit more. Daredevil, I actually went back and read the issue. Basically, Marvel had the issue of the Punisher I just told you about, where Daredevil beats the shit out of the Punisher, and they're fighting over this guy who put poison in aspirin. So Punisher was like, "You put poison in aspirin to kill random people? I'm gonna throw you off the fucking roof. Fuck a trial. I traced this back to you, and come on, man. What the fuck?" He found all the evidence of the guy's crib, and all this arsenic and poison all over these pills. He had carefully put the shits, you know, he was in the process of making deadly drugs to kill people. So fuck that. Punisher was about to throw this motherfucker off the roof. Daredevil shows up, hits him in the fucking trapezius with a goddamn billy club, starts whooping his ass. Anyway, that very story was in a Daredevil comic like the same month or the month after. And they showed Daredevil's whole point of view of the whole incident. And it was very interesting seeing how Punisher looks to other people. Again, that might have put the Punisher over to me, but again, I started reading Daredevil like religiously and going all the way back to find out like why he's so fresh and everything. Like, why could he fuck my boy the Punisher up? And I discovered all the Frank Miller shit. I'm like, oh, he's a fucking ninja and his senses and all this. Oh, fuck, that's awesome. So I started putting it together, like, again, why I love both of them. But the time that my love for Daredevil got tainted was when it just seemed like in like the 2000s, every like 5 minutes, it seemed like he would go insane. And yeah, I'm just thinking, okay, Daredevil is straight the fuck up insane. But he has never, unless you're a bad guy, become a villain. Daredevil's become a villain like twice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Through the machinations of stories, because his mental state is so fractured because of the cognitive dissonance of being a person who upholds the law all day to go break the law all night so that he could serve better the law during the day and the night. All this kind of shit is going on in his head. Whereas Punisher, I don't know, man. I don't know how many people are as fractured as a Daredevil is, but I do know some people who are sociopathic as the Punisher and as driven as the Punisher. You know what I'm saying? I think it's one of those things where his psychology is not complex.
Yeah.
That does not mean it isn't interesting. Daredevil's is almost too complex. Because again, like I said, they make him go crazy every minute. I think there's so much more hard-boiled shit you could do with Daredevil that doesn't involve him becoming a villain every 6 months or going crazy or needing to take a sabbatical so that fucking Danny Rand can run around in his costume or Elektra or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
all that shit is dumb. That shit is just as dumb as those like Chuck Dixon, "We're just going to go to Central Park and shoot some darkies who want to grab people in the night," or "We're going to just go shoot the people in the hood. They're selling fentanyl, blah, 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 blah." The Punisher's going to go in a crack house and aim a Punisher's very first issue, Klaus Janson drew like a crack house full of brown people. I love Klaus, but crack house full of brown people, and Punisher is on the fire escape with a bazooka aimed into the apartment to just, I guess, blow up everybody in this entire apartment complex. This is New Jack City. We have giant raid redemption places just full of all criminals for you to just shoot with a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's indiscriminately. Where it started, yeah.
That's where it started getting, to me, really fucked up, because even the, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. That's one of the things we always do when we're talking about Schwarzenegger versus Stallone or Scorsese versus Spielberg. So let's talk about it here. The worst Punisher versus the worst Daredevil.
Yeah, some of the worst Daredevil. I love my man Scott McDaniel, but when he was drawing Daredevil in his like pseudo Frank Miller style, and Daredevil had like become the leader of the Hand or something, and he had like armor on and shit, and he had like black parts of his costume with like armored shoulder pads looking like fucking Rob Liefeld designed the shit. That's some pretty bad motherfucking Daredevil. And the worst Punishers, besides those generic, like I said, a lot of the generic Chuck Dixon shit, there was just sort of just right wing garbage put into the Punisher's mouth to make all these fucking asshole cops like him and shit, frankly. I think that generation of cops were doing that bad shit, they're like 35. You know what I'm saying? They're like 35. Some of them are like 45. A couple of them are 50 and they were like old school geeks or whatever. But like most of them are to me, influenced by like Punisher Warzone years, where he would just sort of do all this weird shit, or like late stage Punisher War Journal, where he would do, oh, there was a horrible issue of the Punisher where he became black. He got like hyper melanated and became black. That was a big one. But again, is that as bad as the Daredevil becoming the leader of the Hand? It's like, okay, Luke Skywalker is Darth Vader. What the fuck?
Yeah. I would have loved if when he had made his skin turn black, that the cops tried harder to catch him.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't even know he was the Punisher. So he basically, as an average black man, he was as wanted as multi-murderer Punisher that as a white guy. I mean, he was just as wanted the whole time.
That's true. So it's just interesting in comparison. And I think that's – you're right in a way, though. One of Daredevil's weaknesses is because he's so complicated – people can screw up more epically when they try to go down that dark path or whatever, to try to make a different take on Daredevil or make him go crazy or whatever. Those stories can be real bad, and there isn't a ton of room in the Punisher for that. It's he finds who the really bad guys are, and then he takes them out, and he makes sure they're the really bad guys. It's not a very super complicated story. Now, I would love a Daredevil story. I mean, not a Daredevil, a Punisher story, excuse me, where he makes a mistake. I think that would be interesting. And then we get to see, oh, he does have a conscience.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple stories where he's like shot cops that were doing shit in conjunction with bad guys and shit. And definitely if you look at the Punisher Warzone movie earlier, I was mentioning Punisher Warzone, the comic drawn by John Romita Jr. and written by Chuck Dixon for a while. That shit was right winger dream. And then you look at Punisher Warzone, the movie directed by Alexei Alexander. That one, the Punisher shoots an undercover cop and spends the whole fucking movie trying to like atone for it and to be like more careful and not yada 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 all this kind of shit.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So it's
or a run where the Kingpin actually tricks him into shooting the wrong person, reveals it's the wrong person to drive the Punisher crazy, and then tries to commit a crime that he knew the Punisher would stop, and then a Punisher works through all that stuff, solves that, and takes the Kingpin out.
I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because one of the things that happened when I was reading Punisher comics, most of the ones written by Mike Barron and drawn by Will Sportacio, that whole run of comics ends, I think, 17 or 18. In that issue, the Punisher and a group of people who are his friends, including this hot muscle chick that he bangs, and this like black school teacher and like Microchip and another motherfucker, I think, who gets killed. But they basically become a little team And because the kingpin had sold drugs in their high school or something, that's when the teacher got involved and yada, yada, yada. He just got all these, he had a few adventures and he gathered up this little dirty dozen. And he used them to get all the way into the kingpin's lair and all this kind of shit. And when he got all the way to the kingpin, similar to what happened in a Daredevil comic a while back, when he got all the way to the kingpin, he realized that he was like a dog chasing a rhino. It's like, what are you going to do when you catch him? You got him. Go get him. And Punisher's like suspiciously, because of story dynamics, out of ammo, basically, by the time he gets to the kingpin. And Kingpin just breaks his ass the fuck off. And in the end, makes a big speech about, like, you know, even if you could fucking fuck with me, bro, there's just going to be a billion gangs pouring in to take my place and more blood in the streets. So you are about to make a big dumbass mistake any fucking way. Now get the fuck out of here. And that's how it ends. And I'm telling you, man, there's something about a comic book character that can actually lose like that, dude. I think that it's one of these things that just keeps me going back to those remembrances of the characters, if not reading about the character now. Because frankly, I don't like the character having fucked Elektra as part of the Savage Avengers or whatever. Any of that shit. That doesn't make any sense to me. And it's in this weird Marvel world where he's just a fake Marvel character. And again, I'm just a Max kid. And I don't even like the later Maxes where they try to bring in the Kingpin and the fucking... I thought it was beautiful. The best usage of him being in the Marvel Universe proper was when he ran into Daredevil and when he tried to fight the Kingpin and realized that the Kingpin is not for you. You're a realistic guy who does push-ups in the dark and you got guns. You are too small to fuck with this dude that gives Spider-Man and Daredevil fits for 40 years. You're just not that guy. According to the, as the meme says, you're not that guy, pal. And to have my favorite character at the time get that treatment was like, damn, that's fucking life for your ass. You know what I mean? Like there's something more realistic about that. And again, after that point, I think he started to become an actual Marvel Comics character and had so many run-ins with so many well more powerful people than him, fighting Celestials, all this type of shit. Just like, that's where you lose me. That's where the whole appeal wears off. And the same thing with Daredevil. Daredevil fought his way to the Kingpin. Daredevil is in the Avengers. And sometimes I'll see panels where like Daredevil is pushing the Hulk's son is a big green monster named Scar. Scar's fighting all the Avengers. And in the middle of the picture is Daredevil pushing Scar's chest going, no, you can't stop. Don't come any further. And it's like, why the fuck is Daredevil in this comic book at all? There's nothing Daredevil could do to the Hulk's fucking son. Get in the fuck out of here. The only thing he could
do is dodge a bunch of shit that the guy throws at him, and that's it.
Exactly. Get him the fuck out of there. Like some of these street level guys, I would have an edict at Marvel. Just like, if you bring Daredevil into an Avengers comic, it has to be because ninja shit is happening, and Daredevil is better at ninja shit than even Luke Cage or whoever the fuck is more powerful than him. They can't handle this ninja shit. It's his specific expertise. It isn't just some superhero problem where you got to have Wolverine and Daredevil and Spider-Man and Moon Knight and goddamn Luke Cage and Captain Marvel to go do anything. No, you need Captain Marvel. And that's about it. If it's a situation where Captain Marvel's involved at all.
Yes.
Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. And it's like when we have Ant-Man sneak into places, it's that Daredevil is being sneaky and handling ninjas. And that sort of thing. Yeah, that's what he's good at. Absolutely.
Or like a general espionage, general fucking surveillance, general all that type of shit. He's a master at that stuff.
Yeah, they put him at the top of the building. And they're like, hey, we need you to find this guy's voice. And they play the tape recorder and then he focuses and he finds it. And he's like, they're over there on 5th and the subway on 5th. And then in fucking... all the fast guys go and beat the shit out of that guy.
So it's just like, to me, they're closer to me than, like I said, Daredevil fought his way to the Kingpin, but the Kingpin had fucked him up like Bane style. He had run him ragged so much. He had ruined his life. Matt Murdock had been sleeping in homeless shelters and churches and all types of shit. He'd just been such a, he had been sleeping in like, dollar motels and shit, and he had gotten like stabbed by Turk, and all this bad shit had happened to him. So he, in that state, ran up to the kingpin, and all the ninja skills in the world ain't gonna save you from a dude who's like stronger than you and tougher than you, basically, and you're basically inebriated on your own injuries. You know what I'm saying? When you run up there to try to fuck with him. But again, he was too big. He was almost too big of an idea for Daredevil to really fuck with. Daredevil was always, like I said, that dog chasing a rhino as well. And so that was the great thing about the Born Again storyline, was like at the end, the Kingpin is taken down a huge peg. He's really fucked up. He's really in trouble for the first time basically ever with the law. Like he's going to have to spend millions and millions of dollars to get out of this hole he's gotten into and not go to prison. The feds are watching him. Daredevil's really made a big strike against him. And Daredevil's walking in the sun with his girlfriend, happy and whole mentally again, to go to his fresh brownstone that he's going to live in again because he's got his shit together. It's like a magnificent story. But again, they did that 15 times later too, like having him go through something like that to be walking in the sunshine. And it's just like, it's almost like they forgot how fresh Daredevil can be as a street level dude handling street level problems. They kind of forgot how fresh that was for a while. I mean, Bendis and Maleev did some good work. Lee Weeks did some good work with Daredevil as a writer and an artist, you know. But it is just a funny thing how both of these characters are, to me, they are the linchpin of the street level part of the Marvel Universe. Mm. Both of them are necessary. They're like a dyad that holds together the street level Marvel Universe. If you don't have either one of those, if Daredevil is the lowest you could get and he's a nice guy who hands them over to the cops with a DD note on their chest, that's not realistic. There's got to be a guy who's lower than that, a guy who's grimier than a guy who's not as elegant, a guy who has to do it like a normal person would do it. There has to be somebody like that. You know what I mean? So it's like being mad at the Punisher is like being mad at the devil for being in hell. Honestly, that's his purpose, to be the lowest rung, to be the fucking guy who is not a hero. Get that hero shit out of your fucking head. Everybody who does what might be called chaotic good for the D&D players, everybody who does some chaotic good something, because maybe they're just chaos, and occasionally they'll do chaotic good, some occasionally they'll do chaotic evil, depending on your fucking point of view. But to not acknowledge that characters like that are out there in greater abundance, frankly, than superheroes are, to me, defies a basic thing about human nature. And I love that Punisher is more or less human nature spilled out into the actual Marvel Universe.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So we talked about some of the worst stories. Let's talk about some of the best Daredevil stories and the best Punisher stories, and which ones are like in that versus mode, which are better?
It's really hard because both of them are products of their time too. Mm. It nothing pains me more than to try to tell one of these young whippersnappers how cool Daredevil being a ninja is, because frankly, again, by the time I learned about ninjas and shit, that was still like everybody that was. Everybody at some point in their youth learns about ninjas, Ninja Turtles, ninja this, ninja that. But the ninja craze actually started in the 80s, around like 88, between 83 and apexing in like 86, 87, something like that. Yeah. And basically, but Frank Miller comics from like 82 and 81 and around the 83 area were talking about ninja shit. So both Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes and Daredevil being ninjas in the 80s was some real inventive shit at the time. And Daredevil being a ninja is what spawned the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So Daredevil was doing ninja shit before the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic came out, which is like 83, 84. You know what I mean? So like they were parroting Daredevil comics that already existed from Frank Miller. So like he was the first Kung Fu cracker I could respect, honestly. He was an early adopter of that sort of Eastern ninja shit for New York crime fighting stuff. People didn't really think about it like that. You're either Kung Fu Man, Batman, Travel the World, shit like that. But like to have a ninja master basically come to you in Hell's Kitchen and find you as a blind person and enlist you in a war between ninja clans. You're an Irish Catholic boy who can't fucking see. And at 11 or 12, a blind guy in a pool hall who's hustling people and smells like gin pulls you to the side and says, you are the linchpin adept, basically chosen one on some level, of a war between ninja clans, and I must start your training. And you're an Irish boy with a comic book bent up in your pocket that you can't read because you're blind. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah. It's crazy how dope that was in like 1983. Yeah. But for people of the now, just like I don't fuck with Dune or John Carter from Mars because the shit is old to me. Like all the different parts were picked out of that and put in better things already. The dopest part of Dune is in fucking Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Like all these parts have been picked over. So I feel that about some of the Daredevil stories, and obviously the Punisher stories, the best ones are in Punisher Max, you know, Punisher Max, the Max universe where you can really get hardcore. I recommend just reading almost anything that Garth Ennis and the Punisher Max line did. When he tags teams up with Louis LaRosa, amazing comics. When he tag teams up with Goran Parlov, amazing comics. A little bit insensitive. They got this character named Barracuda, who's just a big black unstoppable dude who gets his hands chopped off and shit and still keeps going. I choose to think of Barracuda as an Irish motherfucker or Scottish motherfucker trying his level best to write an urban street character that's undefeatable. You know what I mean? It's the best they can do. But some of that shit is, some of the Barracuda shit isn't that great. But Goran Parlov or Louis LaRosa drawing Garth Ennis' script, you don't really get much better than that on a Punisher comic. And and the regular Punisher comics, anything Punisher drawn by Mark Teixeira. Just look for T-E-X. Any Punisher, I've seen comics where Punisher runs into Ghost Rider, and it's actually a fun comic and not stupid as fuck. And it's because Mark Teixeira draws the best fucking Punisher almost of all time. And he draws unequivocally the best Ghost Rider of all time. So it's like those stories are, there's a Punisher War Journal thing for two issues where Punisher tag teams up with Ghost Rider. And it's just a crazy book where Punisher gets high on this synthetic dope. And he's rolling around with Ghost Rider, so he's like half the time he thinks he's tripping and shit. And they're fighting this thing called the I don't know, it's called like the Roving City or some shit like that. It's a bunch of interconnected cars that can split off from each other, but when they click up into the Rolling City, they're a giant like city on wheels that could crash through police barricades, do all this shit. And just the Punisher and Ghost Rider fighting an unlikely enemy like that. Together, drawn by Mark Teixeira and the Punisher War Journal, you really can't beat that stuff. As far as Punisher being in the Marvel Universe, where he could run into super fuckers, yeah, you really can't do better than those stories. So, like, yeah, Punisher and Jim Lee did some good early Punisher War Journals, written by Carl Potts and laid out by Carl Potts and then penciled by Jim Lee and inked by I think Dan Green. Some of those freaking comics are pretty good. So yeah, anything where Daredevil does ninja shit, Elektra Lives Again is fucking great book with Daredevil. It doesn't have that much Daredevil in it, but it has a lot of Matt Murdock in it.
Yeah, Fear Itself is pretty great too.
Yeah, so like stuff like that, those represent to me the best. But and as we round out here, I want to talk about their representations on film. Because, boy, if you just went by their movie depictions, both these characters suck ass, and there's no reason to even talk about these characters.
Yep. The Ben Affleck Daredevil. Although, you know, it's funny. It gets defense. It gets defensed from time to time. And I got to say, look, don't defend bullshit. Just stop it.
Elektra was Jennifer Garner with her big Jay Leno chin, and she moved the fucking size around, and then blankets were flapping. You didn't like that?
Yeah, I didn't like that. But that part barely bothered me. What bothered me was this was a time period when comic book movies were relatively new, And so they just gave Daredevil and almost everybody like Spider-Man's powers. Daredevil was jumping like 30 feet, 40 feet through the air with nothing to like help him do that.
It
didn't make sense. He was like spinning off of walls, doing like insane things that like not even the most ultimate of humans could do without it just was stupid. And that part made me mad. So
there was a whole montage where they were like, look at this guy's balance. And then they cut to him jumping 80 feet. Wait a minute.
Like,
I can understand he has great balance because he's not fooled by he's not fooled by having to see something or its relation to other things or whatever. Yep. He has another sort of sense. But also they fucked up doing the echolocation shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not a big fan. Maybe this is the hot take section about the shit, but like I am a real not big fan of radar sense to me. To me, I think the radar sense is all of his senses, including ones we don't even know about, but like the barometric pressure of the air, how much space. When you're standing in a cathedral that's wide open, it feels different on your skin, even as a sighted person. If you walk into like your bathroom, if you walked into the fucking Roman Colosseum, it wouldn't feel the same on your skin.
Yeah.
The pressure of the air wouldn't feel the same. You'd feel that giant open air. You can feel that as a sighted person. So imagine if you had Daredevil's whole shit, his like sense of touch, his sense of hearing, all that shit. I think all of those senses combine to make a picture that seems like a radar ping thing. It makes a picture in his head because his mind is interpreting on the super high level all these actual senses, that his remaining senses, and they're making what seems like a picture in his head. But it is not some outline, you know what I'm saying? That's how comic artists have interpreted it sometimes, because we need to have something. But I don't think it's an actual outline. And last things last, it definitely isn't some echolocation shit where he's got to like bang his stick on something to make a sonic picture of the room like he's a badass. That's stupid. You got to bang on something to be. So wait a minute, you're sneaking up on some motherfuckers, and then you got to bang some shit to see the room so you can beat them up. To tip them off that you're there? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, agreed. So every once in a while, people have stupid conceptions. But I think the thing is, I think the best Punisher versus the best Daredevil, I think the best Daredevil wins. I think the best Daredevil has better story, is more interesting, and still badass. Whereas the best Punisher is kind of just badass.
I mean, I think overall, in the end, the heroes are the heroes and they win. I just think a lot. I tend to agree, but I am saying a lot of the shit that we let every other hero get over with is stuff that the Punisher just gets fucking. He's the Russian judge comes out on the Punisher stories. It's like fuck. Yeah. When in actuality, a lot of the time he is going through shit that actually fucking literally really hurts and is really fucked up. And like, I've seen stories where he got fucked up by some dude and he was like laying on a dock for 15 hours while he like got over being super fucked up and he dragged himself up and he completed the fucking task. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these other stories, it's like you crash through 5 plate glass windows, you beat up 15 ninjas, you get a couple band-aids and you jump off to do the same thing again. Punisher, it's like there's a real fucking toll in these stories. So it's like, I definitely understand for like the average comic book reader, of course you want to read Daredevil throwing a fucking stick through. He threw in the Kevin Smith Quesada run, he throws his stick through a windshield or through a glass wall or something, and it hits a guy and bounces right back through the same hole into his hand. You know what I mean? And it's like,
that is over the top.
But of course, a lot of the average comic book people would rather read that than I got concussed and I was sleeping on a fucking dock for 15 hours and I got up and I found my fingers and I was like, I gotta get this guy. So then I and I ended up killing all these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like people would rather that other shit than the other shit. So I can't fucking argue with that, even for my own self on some level. Daredevil hit a bullet into an assassin's face in the comic. Daredevil kicked somebody out the window and killed him. Daredevil, yeah. Daredevil does a lot of fresh shit when Frank Miller writes them, and a lot of weird stuff that's like almost anti-heroic to the point where he is kind of like not like the Punisher in regards to a murderer, but like the Punisher in regards to I will fuck you the fuck up, and I am a hardcore fucking vigilante. I'm not playing around with you in this moment, in this persona. I am not trying to rehabilitate you unless you talk about going to the hospital to get rehabilitated from getting fucked up. You know what I mean? Now later I'll show up with red hair and my little green glasses and I'll try to help you out. But right now I'm gonna fuck your ass up. Yeah. So it's like,
So what about the TV shows now? We had the Punisher TV show and the three seasons of Daredevil, which frankly, that three seasons of Daredevil is some of the best superhero TV ever, period.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's a big fucking, I'm glad I'm going to get to record this rant so that nobody has to fucking hear it ever again. But the Punisher TV show just didn't get what the fucking Punisher is. They had a montage in the first episode where the Punisher was like actually out punishing and doing shit and like figuring out some cases, shooting up motherfuckers. And then they had him like stop doing that because their conception of the Punisher is somebody that could actually stop. And then they have this whole thing of like the Punisher's origin story is kind of because he shot somebody under orders that he shouldn't have shot during the Iraq war or some shit. And there's this whole plot for him to fuck with the CIA to get this evidence based upon the book. Get the fuck out of here with all of that shit. You are absolutely right that the Punisher is simple. The Punisher is not a season long arc fucking with the CIA about nothing.
No,
that's not the fucking Punisher. The Punisher is go out, be a part of actual society. Unlike Bruce Wayne, unlike a little bit of Daredevil, even though he can hear everybody, he goes up in some of these glass wall buildings and sleeps just fine. You know what I'm saying? His brownstone has some good, I don't have to hear every goddamn thing, insulation in it. You know what I'm saying? He is a guy. The Punisher, half the time, he's like living in neighborhoods where it's like, boy, what the fuck are you doing here? You got millions of dollars of fucking dead drug dealer money. You could be anywhere. He has to be where shit is popping, and it isn't always a poor area. Sometimes he moves himself into rich areas so they can see all the fucked up shit the corporate people do. He's killed whole cruise ships full of shitty corporate people. One of the best stories, he kills like this, basically this evil corporation who knew they were all a bunch of assholes. He basically goes, let the law of the nature set it out. So he shoots the top guys and then he sinks this ship full of their underlings and all the people in this big pyramid scheme, shit on you company. And he sinks them in like shark infested waters. And so it's just like, hey, if you make it out of this, good on you, but I don't think you will. Bye. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. You know, just really. So, but yeah, Daredevil is a fucking ninja in a centuries old ninja war who happens to moonlight as a superhero, dude. He's so much more interesting than almost anybody in Marvel, frankly. He's not as great as Spider-Man for obvious reasons. For some people, the Hulk is probably better than him, but like, you really start when a lot of people are Tony Stark fans now.
Yep, you weren't before.
but man, Daredevil has some real complicated psychology and some real a really interesting day job, and how it leads into his superhero life is cooler than being a reporter. It's cooler than being even a cop in your regular life, and then you go do the cases at night. Being a lawyer that fights crime at night, you fucking can't beat that as a concept for a street level hero. You know what I'm saying? Somebody you could do a fucking TV show around. You can't beat that as a concept. So I just count. So all that to say, I just count the Punisher when he was in the Daredevil series. I think the Daredevil series really got what he was about. In the Daredevil series, they got what Punisher was about. It wasn't no giant storyline. He was like, hey, I gotta shoot some motherfuckers. And Daredevil running into him being like, you can't shoot motherfuckers. And them really having that, you see where we're talking about them together, because in those scenes in the graveyard or whatever, where Daredevil's tied up or whatever, and they're talking to each other, you just see where everybody's fucking coming from. And they had a great characterization of the Punisher in those scenes, I thought. Great characterization of it. He can't stop doing this, because when he stops doing this, he'll actually feel like the pain of what he's lost and shit. And he'll feel like all of this rage inside of him and all of these skills that he has is being wasted just sitting around having a beer, thinking about Vietnam or whatever the fuck. If I'm not doing that, I might as well off myself. And I'm not going to off myself. I'm a good Catholic. That's another thing they have in common. Both of them are good Catholic boys who go break the law all night.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, but in the series, obviously the Daredevil TV show is 100 times better than the Punisher TV show, but the Punisher in the Daredevil series is 100 times better than the Punisher in the Punisher show.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. So I guess, I think in the end, in this milieu of versus episodes that we're doing, Daredevil versus Punisher, I kind of feel like, I think I'm going to lean Daredevil.
This isn't a grand reveal. I love how you tried to act like it was a grand reveal. Like, oh, I've been ruminating. No, I've been going back and forth.
I actually for a little bit was thinking about how, because it's such a good, simple story with the Punisher, that in a lot of ways that simpleness keeps it tight. It goes where it needs to go because the Punisher is who he is, and that's how things go. And there's a part of me that really likes that. And those great Punisher stories really show that he's a guy who is actually saving lives. He is saving human beings' lives by taking out those that would take more lives. So, like, there's a part of me that's like really does like that character and what he can be and the simpleness and the 1-2-3 of that story. But I think overall, I actually have to give it over to, because you know what Ron Swallow likes? He likes a central wound and a character arc. And I'm going to say, I think there's more potential for Daredevil to have those things. And you, when you got really good stories, you got to see that.
Yeah, and I'll agree with you on, we didn't even really talk about Daredevil's central wound of being, having that sort of Pulp Fiction-y plot, and Pulp Fiction as in the medium of, you know, Pulp Fiction, where people would get, you know, hey, you're supposed to throw the fight, but then you didn't, and you got killed. Ah, it's all fucked up, you know. All that sort of stuff used to happen in Pulp Fiction all the time. And him having that origin, it's almost like it's just as hack as Homeboy having his whole family killed. Both of their origins are equally hack. I just wanted to bring that point up as we round out here, because it's like they both come from such simple, like, hack origins, but all of the stories and all of this adding on throughout, you know, all these creators' contributions have made them. They really aren't just dudes who are sub Spider-Man, or they're both worse than Spider-Man, or they're antagonistic to Spider-Man, or they're a support character for Spider-Man. These guys rose out of that shadow together, fighting each other, kicking each other in the balls. I mean, Sonic grenades thrown at Daredevil, Daredevil hitting Homeboy in the kneecaps with sticks. I gotta say, for me, it's still got to be Daredevil, because of the fact that Daredevil is, I think he's the best of what we want that vigilante character to be. We want them to at least act like the law means something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want them to at least act like the law means something, to at least act like the things we've enacted to protect ourselves apply to them on some level. And he is the vigilante character who does that. Yep. He's the one who does that. He also contradicts that, but that's part of the rich intellectual, you know, expanse of the character, where he's just like, yeah, dude, I break the law all night, but I'll enforce it during the day the best that I can. And with as deft a touch as I can. And he also can, like, when he's listened to his clients and he can tell if they're telling the truth and shit like that, it's like, it really puts extra onus on his cases. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is like, you know, this person's innocent. You got to get him off. You know what I mean? So for all those reasons, with all that complexity, I do think Daredevil takes this, but I definitely did want to present the fact that Daredevil's better than the Punisher because they are together. They're together. They're always going to be together. They're not the same as Moon Knight. They're not the same as Spider-Man. They're in the same world, and they represent two different ways to be in the world that happens below everybody flying around, punching the fucking moon, that world under that. there are some dudes in there that have to have some real, they have to make some real fucking choices. You know what I'm saying? And it isn't always the nice one. So I thank you guys for supporting our Patreon. You can check it out at patreon.com/thegreatestpod. You can get $5 extra pods where we go in deep in all these different conversations. You can also get art sent directly to your door for $7. So it's a great program to be with. It's a great community to join. I would love for you to do that. Ronnie.
Well, let's make it quick. Thank you, as always, for listening to another awesome, amazing, stupendous episode of The Greatest Pod.